Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with another classic episode for you from our erstwhile host and horror aficionado, Christian Sager. I've been thinking about this one because I'm also a horror fan and have been watching some films in that genre while we've all been isolating. And there are so many clown monsters in recent horror. Also, because some very dear friends of mine have trained in clowning, I've seen some amazing, beautiful performances. And some of those friends even use those styles and those skills to go into hospitals and help bring laughter into the lives of children and seniors and their families there. So, this episode is, why are some people afraid of clowns?
Hey Brainstuff, it's Christian Sager. When's the last time you saw a clown in person? And did you enjoy the experience? Maybe you're one of the people who just doesn't like these jokers. Or maybe it's more serious than a passing dislike. Perhaps you have what some call coulrophobia, an intense and excessive fear of clowns. But where does it come from? Why are people afraid of clowns? There's a lot of speculation here, much of which hinges on history and psychology. Let's look at the history first. Jesters, clowns, and other silly entertainers are an ancient tradition. The modern-day bozos and joeys are softer, sanitized versions of the ancient trickster archetype. Evidence indicates pygmy clowns entertained the Egyptian elite thousands of years ago, and these ancestors of clowns were worlds away from our modern buffoons. But they still had the basics down, garish clothing, and more importantly, the manic ability to do or say taboo things without consequence. The prototypes of contemporary clowns are generally thought to be Joseph Grimaldi and Jean-Gaspard de Barreau, both of whom had pretty unpleasant lives offstage. Grimaldi died penniless and alcoholic. De Barreau killed a boy. Yeah, it's true. This contrast became even more pronounced in the modern day when the notorious serial killer John Wayne Gacy was finally apprehended. The public saw numerous photos of his clown persona, and he famously said, "A clown can get away with anything." Since that time, the public perception of clowns has changed in the West. People don't seem to associate clowns with mere tomfoolery anymore. Instead, we see a duality, a bland veneer of joviality covering something unknown and sinister. Today, some of fiction's greatest villains are evil clowns. There's Pennywise from It, the Joker from Batman, and, of course, the killer clowns from outer space. So, from a folkloric or cultural perspective, society has altered our perception of clowns. But what about the psychology? Author Linda Rodriguez McRobbie believes people have a fundamental discomfort with clowns because their facial expressions cannot be trusted. An unfaltering, painted smile breeds distrust in an audience. Psychologists like Dr. Brenda Weiderhold agree. She notes that a fear of clowns or other costume strangers begins around the age of 2, when kids start having anxiety about encountering strangers and are still not always able to separate reality and fantasy. And we can't talk about this sort of psychology without also mentioning Freud's concept of the uncanny valley, the idea that when something seems simultaneously familiar yet oddly unfamiliar, it produces revulsion. This is the same principle people get creeped out by lifelike robots with their ever so slightly off facial expressions. Most people grow out of this fear as they age, but a minority of the population carries it into adulthood. The concept of scary clowns has picked up steam in recent decades, and coulrophobia itself isn't a term that arrives from psychology. While it describes a real phenomenon, it popped up on the internet as early as the 2000s, with claims dating back to the 1980s. So, in some ways, this could just be a fad. But if so, it is a fad built on solid psychological and cultural roots. The concept of the evil clown exists now and isn't going away anytime soon, which is a bit of a shame. Clowning's gotten a bad rap, and a largely unfair one at that.
Today's episode was written by Ben Bolin and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.